Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Peas, it's Kate here.
Hello, and it's Mandy.
We just wanted to talk to you about something so exciting for you, which might be working with us.
That's right. We are pretty
Zoom friendly.
We are nifty with a PowerPoint is all I have to say. So we have enjoyed the last couple of weeks working with some corporate groups, some community groups, a local council, the libraries. We can speak to your group. We've spoken to carers.
We have. We've spoken to the BOM.
We
have.
Come
on. That's the top of Australia.
Exactly.
The BOM. That's as high as you can go.
So if you want to work with us, get in contact with us at our website, 2peasinapodcast.com.au.
Yep.
And we would love to have a chat about how we can work with your with your group.
Yep. Of course. We charge a little bit of money. That's because actually we are valuable people and we put the money towards the podcast, the booklets, and at the moment during COVID, actually putting food on the table.
Yeah.
So if you would like to work with us, we would love to work with you. Just hit us up.
Yeah.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast maiden is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present and emerging, and their multiple birth parents with children with disabilities.
And today's episode is Snap P 39.
This podcast contains truth, laughter and the occasional F word, so it's not really suitable for children.
Sometimes you just have to get your shits out. Shit, 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 shit. That's right, this is a language warning. Oh, shit.
Well, 39 weeks. No, hang on, let's say it again.
Well, not in total.
39 Yeah,
episodes.
Weeks, episodes.
Yeah.
Just of Snap Peas. How many other episodes have we done?
Oh, 100 and something? I don't know.
It's
you're asking the wrong
quite amazing, really.
I know.
Someone asked me a few months ago. I was like, I don't know. I don't even look at the number.
The Snap Peas have just taken on a life of their own, haven't they?
That I know that we've done.
So proud.
Yes.
Oh, we just love them. And last week's was the Puffett song. I've just been singing it.
Oh.
Boob Pee. I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
You cannot. And that Puffett song, I'm telling you, that's that will be
P-U-F-F, slow it down.
It's just beautiful. If you haven't listened to last week's Snap Pea, pause us, go back. Because
Snap Pea 30, what did I say? 38, yeah.
And apparently Puffett Boy's been singing it himself.
I know.
It just is the best.
His mum's name's Helen and she's in the hangout and she said her husband's been trying to learn it on guitar. Isn't that just
you might have to share the chords.
Simone.
Simone, therapy, music therapy.
Music therapy, yep.
So we can
Music P, I think we'll just call it.
Yeah. Also, Simone, you know, if you want to think of something for Christmas. We always do that lovely Christmas episode on Christmas Day. Happy to have some songs. Anybody wants to send us some songs?
Everybody. You can all sing us in some Christmas songs about what this year has meant to you.
Yeah, we would love it.
Yeah, we would love it. Go
Nothing
for
better.
It.
And don't think, I mean, Simone can sing, but don't think that you actually have to be able to.
No, we
It's
can't.
100% the thought that counts.
Yes.
Mandy and I sing constantly.
Yes. Anyway, let's hear from the people. Peas.
Hi, Peas. This is Lauren, repeat speak piper.
Hi, Lauren.
From many episodes. A bit guilty there. Just wanted to share my, I don't know if it's a make a difference yet. I'm still trying to work it out. Today was diagnosis day.
Mm.
Well, one of many. But today was mine.
Wow.
So it turns out I'm not just a pea, but I'm a pea shoot.
Right.
Apparently a pea shoot that's been bottling it up for 32 years.
Wow.
So don't know what to make of that yet.
Mm.
Haven't cried, haven't screamed, haven't laughed.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of just sat on the couch, put Netflix on.
Yeah, yep. That's okay.
That's kind of productive, right?
Yep. Very.
But anyway, I'll branch out and, I mean, find my people.
Yes.
Find my way of moving on or moving forward a little differently that might be better for me, I guess.
Yeah.
And for my pea shoots.
Yes.
Thanks for listening, peas.
Always, Lauren. I think during COVID, I have had more adult people that I know or friends diagnosed with things.
Yes.
It's really held a mirror up to us.
It really has.
And it's really made us realise what we can and can't cope with.
Yes.
And I think for girls that aren't neurotypical and women, they mask so well and all of a sudden they're realizing, no, I don't have to
can't
do that.
Do it
and
anymore.
It's quite powerful.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's what your diagnosis was, but
no.
I'm just saying there's a lot of that happening at the moment too.
Thank you for sharing it with
thank
us.
Thank you.
The peas are by your side.
And you can be the repeatiest of repeaterists.
Oh, we don't mind. We love doing these. We love hearing from you. This is my dream come true, the speak pipes.
Every week she's living her dream and there's not a lot of people that can say that.
That's true.
Even if it's only for 35 minutes.
I'll take it.
Yep.
Money is when you pay bills.
You know what? We're going to keep that because we asked Peas to send in stuff for the Bendigo Bank. I don't know if they use them, but that's the sort of things we got. And they were so beautiful. I was like, oh, all of these have to be used.
Yes. We send them off and we don't know if they're going to be put in.
No, we don't know because we obviously it wasn't our podcast.
No, that's right. But thank you to everyone.
And then we heard his little money.
Yeah, gorgeous.
And it's true. Money is how you pay bills.
It is.
If only you got to save it.
Maybe we should play them all if they don't get played.
Yeah, we'll
go back and play them all in a Snap Pea another day when we can find them all again.
But
we can do that.
They all came in around the same time, so I think
we can do that.
Maybe do it.
Hi, it's Claire. I just had to pause the last episode to say that I love Fava Bean. I love the name, and I'm really excited to listen. I'm going to get all the dads on board too.
Yes.
Thanks.
Also needed to say that you are both so deserving of these certificates. So Daniel Andrews needs to listen to Mrs. Zuhos.
Thank you.
Kick ass educator Kate.
Thank you.
Get these certificates to you and to all of the wonderful parent peaches. Yes.
Thank you. Send him a message.
In Melbourne, Victoria.
Yep.
So if you need some help, I may be able to help. I've got some experience. When I was 5, my parents asked me, who do you want to invite to your birthday? And I said, you know, like my 3 friends and Chick Next Door and Humphrey B. Bear and Prime Minister Bob Hawke.
Wow.
And Bob Hawke is a bit of a legend.
Yes.
So anyway, my wonderful parents went through with this and invited them. I did not get a response from Humphrey B. Bear. Got completely ghosted by him. But what do you expect from a bear with no pants?
Yes, true. You'd probably safer to not have him.
Prime Minister Bob Hawke's secretary did send us a response, which is typed, official letterhead, old school typewriter letter, which I still have. And anyway, it says, thank you, thrilled with the invitation, but have prior engagements. I'm so sorry. Can't come. But I obviously have a bit of magic that I can spin with the old dinosaurs.
Yeah.
So why not give it a go with Dan Andrews?
Yes.
Should we send him a letter?
Yes.
Hey.
Let me know.
I could start. I've never started one of those. What do you call it when everyone puts their names down on a thing? Oh, come on, Kate. You know, like A petition. No. The voice of God came into my headphones, which is our
An online petition.
An online petition.
Yes, maybe you could
get
do that,
Dan
Claire.
Andrews.
To make Kate and Mandy a certificate.
Yep. And every other Victorian parent who wants one. Doesn't have to give them to us if we don't want them, but I want one.
Claire, start it. Start it. Go, 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 go.
Like those GoFundMes, but
yes.
Only certificates.
Yes,
that's
you don't
all
have
we
to
want.
Pay. Just yep. sign your name underneath.
Yeah. Look, he was supposed to give us a beautiful dinner.
Yeah, he owes us.
He owes
basically,
us. I want a piece of paper.
I reckon $100 a head.
Oh, would have been more.
You reckon?
Yeah, there was going to be champagne. And,
oh.
Come on. I was just hoping Brett was going to be there, which
yes,
he probably wasn't.
Probably not.
And I wouldn't have probably gone and spoken to him anyway. But I would have taken a sneaky photo.
Yeah, you would have.
Anyway, thank you.
Please, on our behalf, go for it.
All right, we got a beautiful email this week. So please send emails as well. Some people, speak pipes aren't their jam.
Yeah, and that's right.
Yeah, I think I write better than I talk, which is odd because I have a podcast.
Odd or maybe.
Yeah.
We shouldn't be doing it.
Dear Mandy and Kate, I just wanted to send you a message to say thank you. Your podcast has made quite a difference in my life since I started listening as a chatterpie a couple of years ago. Back then, I will say that I lived mainly in the world of the rectums. But through listening to your beautiful voices and courageous stories, I began my slow, awkward and imperfect journey towards becoming more of a pee friend. I had a lot to learn and was grateful to do so. I'm a paramedic and have been for several years. I have been judgmental and ignorant at times, but I'm pleased to report that as I now know better, I can often do a lot better with the pee families I cross paths with.
Yes.
Cross paths with. Maybe one day I'll graduate to become a fully pee remedic.
A pee remedic.
So many.
Pyramedics.
I think that will be a worthy goal.
Yes.
But I also wanted to thank you personally and for myself. Recently, after suffering a fair bit of burnout and stress due to the C word, relax Mandy's mum, I mean COVID, with Melbourne's forever lockdowns.
Yeah.
And with work being a bit full on, I began seeing a psychologist to get some help.
Yeah, good.
I've seen counsellors and psychs before on and off, so nothing was really new there, except this one had a new insight for me. Turns out I have high-functioning ASD. It's probably right here that I should mention I'm a 37-year-old woman.
Yes.
This diagnosis has never been part of a conversation that I have had with myself or any other medical psychological professionals before. I think my doctor was a little surprised that I took this news so well, as in without shock or grief or denial. One reason is it because it just bloody made sense.
Right.
So many of the things I struggle with and berate myself for and try to change and fail at and get anxious about and can't manage a part of my particular brand of this condition. I was actually relieved that I didn't have to blame myself for so many things anymore, could be kinder to myself and find strategies to help me cope in an ever-increasingly stressful world. But the other reason I could take this news on board easily was because of what I've learned from you and the rest of the P-Tribe. ASD was not scary or shameful or other. It was just one of a billion things that can go into making up a person.
Yes.
It's something we don't choose and can't change.
Mm-hmm.
Not that it necessarily would be a bad choice or change if we could. I hope you get what I mean here.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for being the catalyst for me on my way to better understand and accept others, which has in turn led me to better understand and accept myself. P.S. I didn't write this to you in particular for a Speak Pipe episode, but I don't mind if you read it. I would just ask if you can change my name. No worries, we won't even say it.
Mm.
Thank you both so much. It's sunny and 18 degrees at my house today. Just because these things seem to be important to you.
That sounds like a perfect moderate day.
It does, and I said to Mandy, okay, I just want every speak pipe and email to sign off with the weather.
Do that from now on.
That's what you just, I would love to have. The bomb should have like an interactive thing that you can make your signature and it just constantly updates with your weather. And then you don't have to tell people, what, how's your weather? Oh, it's on the bottom of my signature.
Thank you, P-Remedic.
Thank you, P-Remedic.
Wow. See, that's two stories today.
Yes.
Of adults getting diagnosis.
Yes.
That's incredible.
It is incredible.
Yeah.
I'm glad that we made you realise that you're just an awesome human.
Yeah, and all the stories that have been shared on this podcast have helped build up to that moment. So all of our guests, I want to thank you for that.
Yes, thank you. This podcast is the guests. So, thank you for making everyone's journey that little bit easier.
That blows my mind.
Yeah, same. Yeah. Thank you for sharing it with us.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah.
And you're most welcome in the Hangout. We love all our peas in there, so.
Hold up.
What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, Kate and Mandy.
Hi.
This is CK here.
Hi, CK.
Long time pod squatter. I'm out for a walk, so I sound a little bit puffed. But I was just listening to your Thursday ep, and I have to say, I'm not sure a certificate from Daniel Andrews is adequate. I think we should aim a little bit higher. We deserve a fucking medal.
Yes!
I agree!
I want a trophy.
I think we got a medal for the bicentenary.
Yes, we did!
I've got it.
Yes.
And, you know, when you think about it, that was pretty divisive.
It was.
And what did we do to deserve that?
Nothing.
Nothing. I was just in grade six.
Yep.
In fact, we did a whole bunch of wrongness.
We did do a whole bunch of wrongness. Yes.
Yes.
So, I'm thinking a medal, world's longest lockdowners.
Yes.
Victorian citizen.
Yes. In my bike one. Imagine.
I think that could be quite that.
I would wear that like
not
a wrapper.
Sure what they should be made from or who should pay for them.
Like a wrapper.
But, I'd quite happily receive a little medal on a lovely little ribbon.
Yeah.
And I'd put it in a tin.
Or a pin that I could wear on my denim jacket.
Old, take it out of the tin.
Yes.
Show it to possible future grandchild.
Yes.
All our kids need one too.
Oh, yeah. What was that for? Oh, the stories. Oh, my goodness. Stress, the worry, the sadness.
I could go back and listen to
tears,
our episodes.
Tears, isolation.
Yeah, bloody
the kindness.
Yes.
The generosity.
Yes.
The little moments of joy and happiness that
people
shared with each other.
Yep.
Kind acts that people did for each other.
Yep, so kind.
Just to help us get through a marathon that we never knew we were running.
Yeah,
no, it's still running.
We didn't even know we were match fit for it.
No.
Not
for it now.
No.
I wasn't carbo loading.
No.
I did. Now.
I'm on board with the notion of some kind of acknowledgement.
Yes, we need an acknowledgement. Yes.
And I just wanted to send this message, just tell you I wholeheartedly support that notion.
Right, good.
And I wanted to wish you all a good few last weeks.
Yes. Fingers crossed.
Of
same
this,
to you.
Situation that we're in.
Yes.
And thank you to you both and to all of the guests, actually, as well, who've helped keep us all company.
Yes.
During this lockdown.
It's true.
Definitely. I know I certainly would have felt much, much lonelier.
Yeah.
Without
same.
Listening
definitely.
To you all.
Definitely.
Twice a week, once the snap peas arrived, and I'm looking forward to listening to Bean Eps as well.
Yes.
Thanks again, ladies.
Thank
love you all.
You.
Oh, thank you.
Big love right back.
Oh, yes.
And you're right. I'll take a certificate, but a medal? Oh, I've never had a medal for anything. I mean, I had the Bicentennial Medal. But,
I want a trophy.
Oh, something.
I want to hold it above my head and go.
And look, don't tell me there's no
look
money.
Look at these chicken wings. My arms are just flapping. This is all the emotional eating I've done.
Oh, it's, here it is.
Here it is.
Because I will tell you right now, I know this state is broke, so it doesn't matter now. I'm going to be go
let's
against
go
my
deficit.
Bendigo Bank philosophy and just say, come on, Dan, what's another meal?
What's another meal?
Send us something.
Especially the children. Imagine they had something to keep.
Yeah. It is an incredible thing that they've been through.
Yes. Yes. Well, this morning, Miss 10, she's not 11 yet, said to me, I'm so bored.
I know.
She said, and one day, she sounded like me, one day when I have grandchildren who say they're bored, I'll say, well, you want to hear what I went through?
I know, though.
I said, yes. She said, I used to think I was bored, but now I'm really bored.
And I think I think we're all listless.
Yeah.
Like I'm trying. I know I'm definitely not as flat as I was in last year's lockdown, but I think that's because I'm used to it now. I think this flat feeling is our normal. I don't want
I was when we went back pity, into it, but now but I'm think, resigned.
Yes, but yeah. I think we're just this is our life.
Yeah.
So we're finding much more moments of joy and stuff because we're not looking for the end, even though it's there might be a light at the end of the tunnel. But like New South Wales, when we open up, we know that we're opening up to virus coming back. That's right. So it's not a good feeling.
No.
And a couple of my friends have been like, oh, there's concerts coming. Do you want to book? And I said no. And I am the concert queen because like, I don't know if I want to be in a room with thousands of people. I actually did book
tickets to Guy Sebastian for me and Miss Ten.
Oh, well, that's I'm talking about festivals.
Oh, no.
So
I hope it happens.
You're in a mosh pit. Yeah, know, so no, I thought that's different. Yeah, and I'm just like.
Yeah, well, it's different because I'm right up the back.
Yeah.
Row X.
Yes. So no, I hope you get there too.
Yeah, I really do.
Yeah, but I just think we're just all different and, changed. So it's hard to imagine. So she is bored.
She doesn't.
There's not even a word for what it is.
No, because, we do have neighbours, but they go to school. Their parents are
essential
workers. So, and she doesn't, she goes, and my grandchildren won't even know that there's percentages on your iPad. And then you have to charge it, and then it's not good for me to be on it all day anyway.
I know.
Like just the little words of wisdom,
I know.
Anyway, we are,
but I also want to say that last week I spoke about how much I love Casey Briggs. He does have Twitter. I found it. He puts the graphs up every day, Be Still My Beating Heart. And a few peas messaged me because he was on CoronaCast on a Friday, a couple of Fridays ago. Yep. You'll have to ask Darren if he liked him.
Okay.
Anyway, peas were messaging me, did you hear Casey? I was like, I did. Yay. I lay in bed and I listened to his beautiful voice. So you don't know Casey, but you've really gotten a lot of us through because he's young and he just talks about the graphs and he doesn't use big words that I don't understand.
Yep.
He's a data analyst.
Good on you, Casey. We need people like you.
He does, so I think he's very smart. But anyway, so thank you to the peas who also love Casey and listen to Norman and then messaged me. So that was quite the circle.
That's so funny. Peas are so funny.
Peas are so funny. We love every single message. Yeah, we really do. Can't wait for my medal now. I'm excited.
Hi, Mandy and Kate.
Hi.
I read in your show notes today that your Snap Pea would have a song in the middle.
Yes.
I was so, so pleasantly surprised of the Puffett song
because
I was really worried it was going to be the Belong Internet jingle again.
No,
I can't get that Belong Internet jingle out of my head. So hopefully Puffett is now stuck in my head instead. Thank you.
I said to Kate, have you heard the Belong ad?
Because I don't really listen I've already listened to
Molly came was really smiling. I love the Belong ad.
Is it the song?
It's us
Baby
at the start.
I was born this way.
No.
Because that's the Belong ad on TV. It's Lady Gaga's song. No, it's different, isn't it?
It's different. It's like some.
Okay.
Sorry, let me see if I can find it.
I mean, we are so lucky that Belong sponsored us.
Oh,
so.
I know, but I was listening like, wow, this is going for a long time. Molly really, because I said to her, oh, there's a song in this Snap Pea, and then she came and said, Belong? I was like, no.
Oh, that's too good.
Puffett came in, saved the
Puffett,
day.
Puffett, yeah. Oh. I mean, the Puffett songs. That's just
right up there.
It's right up there. We love it.
Let me just say thank you for the tolerance of the ads. There is a lot.
Thank you. Right? I know.
And you know we didn't want to do them in the start, but it helps us. It helps us do so many things. So thanks for tolerating them.
We couldn't do two episodes a week.
We couldn't. We couldn't.
Because we probably couldn't podcast during the day.
No, we couldn't.
I don't want you to think it gets us a lot of money. It's like $200 a week each or something. So it's not like thousands of dollars, but it's enough that we can take a day off work. We can pay the sound engineer, right? Yeah. So those things are really important.
So thank you. Thanks for tolerating that. But the Belong one, I've never heard anything like it.
Well, we've given you some free airtime, Belong.
Yeah, that's right. Wow.
Well, when I watched The Masked Singer, the Belong ad was on like every two or three, and it's all these rocks that move around in a paddock. And And then I said to number one daughter, is this CGI? She's like, I don't think the rocks have faces. Anyway, I've been home for a long time, so I've forgotten what big boulders look like.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, so
let's just talk a little bit about Carers Week.
Yes.
Maybe just can we break that down a little bit about what that was like?
Yeah, so we did two Zooms.
We finished the speak pipes this week, so we're just
we'll
just do a little bit more chatting. Yeah.
If you saw us on Carers Week and you just started listening, hello and welcome.
Yes, we've got some new listeners, I think.
I always forget to say hello and welcome. Other podcasters do it at the start, and I'm like, why don't we do that?
I don't know, because we're mediocre.
We really are. And
they
forgive
us.
Yeah, anyway, welcome.
Yeah. We spoke to Knox Council and their carers, and then we spoke to Carers Victoria, and we Kate came up with a new sort of slideshow.
Well,
and,
number one daughter.
Yeah, she made it, but you wrote it up, and
it's really pretty.
It's really pretty. I loved it. And it was
– I felt like we did a good job.
I think we did a good job.
And I hope that you know when you're saying this as someone – like if you had to do a Zoom to carers, you'd be like, well, these are the most important people. These are the ones I care about the most.
So we really want to honour that.
Yeah, and I wanted to do a good job. Yes. And it's not our job, even though it is now our job.
Yeah.
And thank you to other people who are asking us, can we come and speak at your can we speak at your school staff meetings? We can.
Thank you.
It is changing our lives to be able to do that. And it really gives.
Look, it's improving my PowerPoint skills. In just pressing the button.
Yes. Well, I'd.
Number one daughter makes them.
Yeah. It's not really improving my skills. But we're very lucky that she gives up her time.
Yes, we are.
But so that was. It was just really lovely and it was funny. We've done a few, but we've never done back to back.
No, I know.
So we had to actually make it quite different.
Yeah, we did.
Thought it would be a crossover audience.
Yeah, that's right. So it was I felt like we stretched ourselves, which was good.
Yes, I do too. And it was really good. So I'm like, right, we're going to come up with three or four really good
PowerPoints. Yeah, we think we want to have one for professionals, maybe for
schools,
maybe for university students, maybe for
Big business.
Yeah, big business.
Yeah.
We'll come up with a few different ones, right?
Yep.
So,
So it's and the fact that people are paying us to do them means that we can put work into them make them look good, and we're not doing them at midnight.
No.
Which is a real
And joy. Also Bendigo Bank came out this week.
Yes.
So.
Have you listened?
Have you listened?
Send us some speak pipes if you've listened.
What did someone write and said, I really love listening to you two on your best behaviour?
I know.
I was like, yes, we were.
It's like a school assignment to the loose.
We really had to be on our best behaviour. So, yeah.
Yeah, we did not swear. Mandy did mention her boobs.
Oh, I can't. I listened yesterday. Episode 2.
Yeah.
We're speaking to Amanda from Wollongong. Yep. And she's talking about, you know, we're having more children, you got to pay for bigger prams and stuff. And I say, more formula. And then I'm trying to think about breastfeeding. So then I say, more bras for bigger boobs. I forgot I said that. When I heard that yesterday, I was like, oh, no. But they obviously let that through.
That's what they want.
That's what they wanted. Yep.
So it's not it's not a finance podcast like you think finance podcasts would be.
No.
And it's we can't even believe. I still can't believe that someone has paid me actual money to come into the, well, we'll roughly call it a studio, the pod bar, and make a 6-series podcast with my beautiful friend that we are good enough to do
it. Yeah, we were very chuffed. Thank you, Bendigo.
Yep, it was really lovely. So listen to them if you've got a spare few minutes.
It's interesting.
Yeah,
absolutely interesting. It really, really is. Yeah.
And for a lot of us who have been carers or have given up.
Been parenting for a long time and haven't been able to
work. Our financial freedom.
Yes, that's right. It's huge.
There's big implications that come as we hit our 50s and 60s, which seem a long way away.
Yeah.
But it's right around the corner.
And those women ahead of us will tell us that. So
lost your superannuation and other things. So it was really, I really enjoyed it actually. Yeah. So anyway, I sent it to my mum. I don't think she has listened. I don't think she knows how to listen to podcasts, but I sent it to her and she said, your father would not believe it because he was like a finance guy.
I know.
And he did all my books because I can't do it at all.
Okay, I'm going to disclose the story that I wished I had have said on the podcast because I was talking about it with my friend Charlotte and we were crying with laughter. My first job working in childcare and I had to fill out the employment declaration.
Yes.
I don't know if you know this story. So I was 19. Everyone reminds me of this story. And so you had to fill out, my name, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
And then it gets to the part where it says, are you an Australian resident for tax purposes?
Yes.
Have I told this story before on here?
I don't know. Just tell it. Who cares? It's great.
And so I stood there with the other girls that were new and I said, are we Australian residents for tax purposes? And they were like, we don't know. And I said, well, no, I'm not. I was just born here. So I ticked no. And then because I'm a leader,
yes,
they all tick no as well.
Yes.
Right? And then a couple of weeks later, federal police came to the workplace. We all got brought into the office and we were all questioned.
It was good that you all did it. Because then they'd realise, oh, they had no clue.
I know. But
like they're all illegal immigrants.
So whenever that question comes up, I am relentlessly teased from my high school friends who are accountants, from Darren, all my family friends. So I just thought I should have said that in the Bendigo. Why are you trusting me to this? I'm not here for tax purposes.
I know. It was like me getting Lorraine to buy a jacket. I told her it was $110 worth 1,000. You know, I can't. I'm not maths. Isn't my thing. Which is sad because my children have had me as a teacher for 2 years.
Anyway, I hope the P accountants like that, or the P whoever you are like that story.
What are you called? You're probably more. Aren't they bean counters?
Yes.
So maybe you're more with Gary. Gary can have the accountants.
Anyway, next time you sign that, just remember me.
Yeah. Just. And by the time this episode comes out, I'm pretty sure you will have seen our amazing bean logo.
Oh, my gosh, the logo.
It's been
Bean.
The joy of my life.
Oh, Kelly is our designer.
She's incredible.
She – okay, let's read that text.
First of all, I was like, no, they're not. She made proper bean stalks. I was like, no, I want them to. She's like, oh, you want jelly beans or kidney beans? I was like, yeah,
that's what we want, right?
And she knows straight away.
She does.
This is a gift. If anyone's ever had anything done by a graphic designer, and I've had a few things, when you say it to them and then they send you back something that looks nothing alike, you're like, oh, no. She always understands.
Oh, she nails it, right?
Gift.
So she said to me, she sent a picture of the first one and she said, me to my husband. And because we sent her a picture of Gary, and she said, if this man was a bean, do you think this looks like him? And then her husband's name with dot, 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 dot. And then we were like, yes, it really does look like him.
Yes.
And we sent it to him and he was like, oh, I think you need to change the hair.
Yeah.
So
we changed the hair.
And then we shortlisted it. We sent him three.
Yep.
And then
these are the top three beans. The people have spoken. They're going through the semifinals. And then two of them, the tribe spoke, and they're not going through.
So when you see that bean, I mean, just know the joy that came behind that.
So much joy. So, yeah. And if you do have any people that you would like – who would like to talk to Gary?
Yes, Gary, please.
Email us. And Gary will sit down with you. He's beautiful.
Oh, he's just so funny.
Anyway, the bean is so great. He's got Gary, a bow tie.
I mean, he's just been all of a sudden he's drawn it into this. All of a sudden he's choosing what bean looks like himself. Never did he expect that.
Why did I meet those chicks?
I know. I really hope you like it, everyone. It's really funny.
You can't not like it. It's gorgeous. Anyway, if you've ordered our books and they're taking a while to come, I'm so sorry. Australia Post, we've got 60 on order from
Penguin
or the book outlet, whatever. Yeah. So we just can't get them. I've emailed them again. We're not getting replies. This is no dig on them. I just think they're flat out. Yes. And Australia Post is going through so much, I think. So. Yeah. Thank you for ordering them. I promise they'll be wrapped beautifully.
Yeah,
they're
signed. Sorry.
I'm really sorry.
I'll be at that post office
the
ASAP.
The minute they get them, I will just wrap sign till them, my wrap little them. Fingers bleed. Yep. So don't worry. It'll be all good. And thank you for ordering them. It makes a huge difference. So
yes, thank you.
Okay.
One day, maybe in a couple of weeks, we will have
when are the shops opening? Is it the 5th? November?
5th of November? I mean, we might not want to. I don't know whether we do
a week
that
or two after the shops have opened.
Kate and I will go to Eastland.
Yep.
Maybe on a Friday night.
Yep.
And we'll tell you come.
Yep. Yep.
Bring your books. We'll sign it.
Yep.
And then you can just follow us around.
Yep. I'm going to buy a book from some of the other bookshops. Yeah, I want to buy my book.
Yes.
I know it's too much money, but I really want to
I want to buy it too. Yep. So we'll let you know, and we'll just have an unofficial book.
We'll have some escapees.
I mean, you don't have to come. Maybe we'll be like, wow, there's going to be heaps.
Maybe I'll do a
one
Facebook Live.
But maybe one person will come.
It will be one person.
We'll be like, okay.
Well, you've got to live in the outer eastern burbs to start off with.
Yeah.
So I don't care. I'm just happy for Mandy and I to go.
To go together and see our book. Yeah.
We can't wait.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway. All right. Rate and review. Beautiful piece.
Yep. We'll see you Thursday. We've got another great episode
Thursday.
Okay. Bye. We'll be right back.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.